Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
The thing about our culture at this moment, and this is sort of my bigger passion behind why I wanted to write the book now, we don't have a cultural understanding that the mind needs to be trained daily for performance excellence and wellness. We don't have that understanding. We understand that mental health can be problematic and we can work on it, but the notion of a prevention and mental protective effect is not known. It's just a matter of time, I'm hoping, especially with more research like the kind of work I'm doing. Like 100 years ago, if you saw somebody running down the street, you'd probably think they're being chased by somebody, right? It was not normalized to engage in daily practice. And there was a lot of resistance to it when people started saying, you're going to do what? You're going to just run around the block? That sounds insane. But we do it. And I want people to understand that everything in our lab is suggesting you got to do the same with the mind. Because you don't know when the next high stress interval is coming around. And we know what happens when that occurs. And for somebody in that kind of elite category, it's going to be demanding. In fact, that is the nature of what being elite means. It's the nature of what being a leader means, frankly, in any industry. You're not there because things are all chill. You're there because things are going to be very demanding that only a few people can actually successfully maneuver through. But advantage yourself by training your own mind. You know, advantage yourself to get the most data, to be on your own team. You know, oftentimes we're not on our own team, we're fighting ourselves.
Yeah.
Like we're in a battle internally, and that will definitely deplete your attention. You want to notice the positive self-talk because you want to notice the negative self-talk. Neither are real. They're both an overlay on top of reality.
They're a story.
Yes. And part of the training that we can offer is to remind people to drop the story. And, you know, to really distance themselves, to take a more bird's eye view toward what's occurring with more of a self-supported approach. Like, Amisha's feeling very negative right now, or Amisha's feeling really on top of it right now. Both are things that are overlaid upon the actual occurrence of events. I think that gives us much more flexibility and choice. The phrase is really, thoughts are not facts. Mm-hmm. Like, but we forget that we are so fused with our thoughts that they drive everything we do. It's like if you think about the mind playing out a movie, we're in the movie. We forget we're watching a movie. One category we haven't talked about yet, we call them connection practices, but formally from kind of the traditions, they're called loving kindness practices. This is when we have a series of phrases that we repeat that are not prescribing anything. They're basically offering well wishes.
Mm.
You start by offering them to yourself, and then you offer them to a benefactor, a close other that has really supported you, then maybe to a neutral person, then to maybe somebody that you're having a lot of difficulty with, and then you might expand out to everybody in your neighborhood or your community. It's a way to kind of expand this circle of well-wishing. The phrases are like this. So you might say, you know, like if I'm just going to dedicate it to myself, it's just kind of four different things. So, and you can pick whatever phrases you want, but it's, remember, it's a well-wishing. It's not like you are this or you're going to be this. It's, may this happen for you. So you use the word may. So may I be healthy? May I be happy? May I live with ease? 3 to 4 things that you repeat to yourself that I might wish it for you. You know, may you be safe. And again, I'm doing this in the privacy of my own mind. And
yes,
I'll tell you, some very unusual things start happening when you do this. Remember, they're well wishes. It's not a demand. It's like wishing somebody happy birthday or a good day. It's just, I'm putting it out there for you. I'm not demanding anything. But when you start doing this daily, you end up being quite a bit more self-supportive. Like, you know, if I want Amisha to be safe, happy, healthy, and live with ease, maybe I don't need to spend 45 minutes yelling at myself for something I just did.
Like, yeah.
You know, maybe it's a different way I can do it. Or one of the people that can end up being your close, supportive person can also be the difficult person sometimes. Mm. Your partner, like my husband sometimes. if we're having a disagreement and there's a little room for understanding, I find myself extending that understanding. Like, look, ultimately what I want for him is for him to be happy. And like, maybe he didn't mean to leave the dirty blender out all day. Like, you know, whatever it is, like, maybe it's okay. Or there's just a little bit more consideration for things and you're not quite as unforgiving.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.